We are pleased to be joined in studio by Abby Pierce and Sean Scoville. They are here from Community Care to talk about a terrific event that's coming up next week. Welcome to both of you.
Hello there. Thanks for having us.
Great to have you here to talk about the Day of Caring, which is coming up next week on the 21st, right on the Bangor waterfront.
Yeah, right on the waterfront next week. We'll be holding a Day of Caring at that event. We'll have a lot of different things available for folks that are in need. We'll be handing out free bag lunches for people. We've got hygiene products available. Anybody in the Bangor area that's in need can come right down, and we'll have a little bit of live music too from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll also have some resource tables available, so that way people in the area can get connected a little bit more. Maybe people that are homeless or just wondering, geez, you know, I need a little extra support. What can I access out there? We'll have some different agencies and tables available.
And this is such a great thing that you do, and I'm not sure people realize the scope of this, but how important is this to our community?
I think it's really important. So the work that we do at Community Care, we're a statewide organization. We provide a whole range of services, mental health services, and support services of various kinds to children and families and individuals. And this is just a way for us to continue that outreach and really try to identify people that are out there that are in need, and also you know, find an opportunity to connect them with services that they may need.
And not only that, too, but I have to think, Abby, it's also important to let these folks know that you are a valued part of our community.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of different resources available for people, from, you know, children, families. We have treatment foster care, outpatient mental health services, in-home supports. We have a lot of different services available to people in the community. And, you know, we're happy to get out there and help.
What's the response of people in the community that need these services? Have they been appreciative and taking advantage of this in the past?
Absolutely. Yeah, we did a similar event a couple of years ago and had a huge response to it. And really, it guided our thinking about, boy, this is something we need to do again, because the need really exists, and there are people out there looking for help. So it really reinforced that for us.
We're talking about next Tuesday, the 21st, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., right on the Bangor waterfront, as you mentioned, live music, bagged lunches available, hygiene items for those in need. You're putting together those hygiene bags and some great items, just personal care items that people need to have.
Yep. The bags will have anything from shampoo, conditioner, soap, razors, feminine hygiene products, really anything that people kind of need to get ready for their day, toothbrushes, toothpaste, things that, you know, when you're living on a fixed income, it's really difficult to find the extra funds to be able to afford those items. So we're happy to be able to hand those out.
And you're also going to fill people in when they're there on some of the other providers they could get in touch with if they need resources.
Yeah, there'll be different tables there for people to gain some extra resources. If they need help with transportation, they need services maybe we don't provide, we'd be happy to connect them with different people in our community.
We're talking with Abby Pierce, Sean Scoville. Let's talk, Sean, if we can, about the services that you do provide with Community Care.
Sure, yeah. So Community Care is based in Bangor, but we're really a statewide organization. We offer a whole range of services, really statewide. Examples of those things, Abby mentioned that we have a therapeutic foster care program. So we have a network of foster parents that are trained and specially licensed to care for kids with special needs. And we work pretty closely with them to help them take care of kids in foster care. In addition to that, we have programs that offer in-home support services to children and families who have mental health problems. We've got a pretty large and active outpatient mental health clinic. We've got a service that offers adult case management services to individuals from all around our community and the surrounding area. Many of those people are homeless and are the people that we're hoping to target with this event.
Now, you were saying earlier, Abby, before we came on, that you're in pretty good shape in terms of what you've been able to collect. People have been dropping them off at the offices. But if people want to help, they can still do that. But the best help is financial assistance.
Absolutely. We've had great support from the community, from our sponsors. People have been so generous. We're really lucky to have such an involved community. At this point, you know, we're in really good shape for filling those hygiene bags, but there's always people in need. You know, we can definitely always use monetary donations to help towards purchasing more hygiene items. Maybe there's a certain area that we didn't get enough of, or we can kind of fill those bags a little bit extra, that would be wonderful.
Now, I have to ask this because of the spring we've had. This is happening rain or shine on Tuesday.
It is rain or shine. Yes. So, you know, bring a poncho.
Hopefully shine. We would appreciate that. That would be a nice change of pace. And for more information, you've got a great website, comcareme.org, and can get more information there. Is there a phone number to call as well where people could get more information?
Yeah, 945-4240.
Sounds great. Well, we thank you both for this, and thanks to Community Care and all of the sponsors too. You got a lot of folks who've stepped up to make this possible as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been so lucky. Creative Imaging Group, Commercial Screen Print and Embroidery, Frank's Bakery, Hilton Garden Inn, Key Bank, Machias Savings Bank, Main Street Subway, National Media Services, Penn Bay Marine, R&K Variety, St. Paul the Apostle Parish, Thompson Hamill LLC, and Wallace Tents. They've been very generous.
Excellent. Well, we thank them for their support, and thank you and everybody at Community Care for the effort, and thanks for making your way in on a Friday afternoon.
Thanks for having us, and we hope to see you at the waterfront on Tuesday.
Got to be there. It's Tuesday the 21st, the Day of Caring, 11 to 2 on the Bangor waterfront. Thanks again.
Thanks so much.
Abby Pierce, Sean Scoville with us here on Downtown.